Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a second. Psalm 42, verses 3 through 5. My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. I want to preach briefly on this subject this morning. I will still praise Him. I will still praise Him. In our text, we hear three questions that are raised. First question being, where is your God? The second, why are you downcast, O my soul? And the third question, why are you so disturbed within me? Why am I so disturbed? And in all three of these questions, there is a sense of reality draped in them. Where is your God now? Why is my soul so cast down? Why am I so disturbed? Now, the first question comes from some vicious haters who chose the mocking route. Where is your God? But the other two questions are from a man who is having a hard time. You see, the 42nd number of the song doesn't need to have any tears or weeping put in it. As a matter of fact, it reads, it sounds like a soundtrack for someone who is crying. You see, something in this man's life has gone wrong. We don't know what his affliction is, but this poor soul over whom the waters of trouble have passed has found the trouble he's going through not easy. It's not like light, and it doesn't pass quick. And whatever the pain of the psalmist spirit might be going through, it's not a light or easy matter blowing. Because we can see when we go through trouble to blow it out of proportion. But here, we're reading that this individual is dealing with reality and agony over at the same time. What he's going through is real. What he's experiencing is hard. He's getting no relief. And listen to his cry. He says, "My tears have been my food and night." Now, this is trouble at its worst. When all you're eating are your tears, that what you're going through is causing you so much torment that all you can feast on are your tears, you're going through something. And if there's been anything that we've learned through these past couple of months, we know trouble is real. It's been said that if you would have to experience trouble during the day, at least you have that hope that when you get home, you'll be able to rest from the trouble. But what we've been going through, we've been awakened to trouble. We experience trouble during the day, and then when we get home, trouble's there also. That's just too much trouble. There's trouble on the outside. There's trouble on the inside, and it seems like we just can't get any relief. So the psalmist is saying, my diet, my meat, has been my tears both day and night. And there are those who choose to live their lives only to themselves. They have no concern about anyone else. But what we've experienced these past 2 months, we've come to the realization that it's not about me. It's about my brothers and sisters as well. And don't get to the point of despair where you wish you were somewhere else or somebody else. In life, there's going to be some laughter. But as you laugh, crying will follow. Trouble will make you pray. And for some of us, when we go through an extended period of trouble, we start doing some ungodly things, but hold on. Miss out and misplace your hope. Don't let despair make you. And who knows who will go and hope in the way that you're waging your fight today. And notice, if you will, I still haven't reached the gospel yet. I still haven't argued the case of him who has called me and blessed me to be his advocate and woman. But I want to state my message this morning. I want to make an offer to bless that sheer promise of his presence, his power. For the psalmist says that in this life that we're faced with a double stroke. We must fight the life fight. And then we have to deal with doubt and unbelief. In life, we have to fight. And while we're fighting, we have to contend with the foes of doubt and unbelief. We have to stand the storm while rocks are thrown out by enemies who are within us as well as outside of us. Always there are those who look on while we struggle. And while they're looking on, they don't encourage, but they throw stuff in our way. They've got their own peaks and criticism. They got their own going through what we're going through. But the psalmist said that they did this to him while tears ran down and salted streams down his cheek both day and night. Listen, he says, my tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, is your God. Your enemies have taunted you while your soul is struggling. They did this to our Lord before you. Because we'll never know how dark the night was or how deep and cold the waters were that passed through and counted. But I think cuts through the master more sharply than the nails tore his hand or the spikes that pierced his feet. We never know how dark the night was or how deep the word that the Lord passed through. But I think I know of a spear which drove through his heart more cruelly than the spear which pierced his side. You see,
Look, if you would. Our Savior hanging in the on an awful cross. And then listen to me run sometime. Here's God in most solemn that heaven, the music of the planets orbiting around, put on mute and unheard in heavenly places. But have the audacity to talk and sneer and mark on. And save us. That must be, and no sharp steel blade could. And the Lord said, man, I'm up here for you. But it's left on record that he did a mumbling word, not a word, not a mumbling word. And Matthew lets us know they railed, wagging their heads and saying, thou hast destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days. Even the priest mocked him, saying, save yourself. Come down from the cross. They were asking, where is your God now? Who had their man by and mocked Jesus. What did we know? What are going through this time that like you've been doing all these years? Where's your God? We're going through this virus. We're going through this. We lost a job on the verge of losing our home. God, that you've been showing up to church day after Sunday worshiping. Where is your God? You're talking about being a crowd of God. Where is your God? And so, the only answer is the psalmist. Why are you cast down? Why am I so down? But don't get upset. I've got news. We have something that the world doesn't have, a open God. I shall yet. Yes, I'm going through is not going to stop me from praising the Lord. There's a hope. It's here now, but I will yet praise him, because up ahead things will be better. You see, we're yet people. I shall yet praise him. We are a yet people, and we're made so by the hope we have in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I will yet praise him. Our ancestors had it like that. They were. They were asked the question, how can you sing in a strange land your songs that are being punctuated with a cruel whip? And their reply was, we're yet people. There's a bright side. I'm going through it right now. My hope in God tells me things will get better. You see, when my faith told the Lord will make a way. When I lost my job, my faith told me that the Lord will make a way. When I lost my home, my faith told me that the Lord will make a way. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Whatever you're going through, let your faith do the talking. your circumstance, because God knows how to take an awkward circumstance and make it all right. You see, God makes us a dead person. Yes, we're soldiers marching on, and soldiers have to fight on. Today we're crying the battle cry, but tomorrow we'll be singing the victor song. Ooh, we are sorrowing, we are weak. The day is coming when we laugh and rejoice, because there's never been a day that's been so dark that it didn't have a dawn attached to it. Yes, things may seem like they won't get better, but just hold on. We've got a God who knows how to take bad circumstances and work them out. No matter what my circumstances say, I serve a God who will make a way. And no matter what I'm going through, I will still praise him. I'll praise him for what he has done for me yesterday. I'm praising him for what he's doing for me today. And I'm praising him for what he shall do on tomorrow. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a long time God. And I will yet praise him.
Amen.
I will yet.
You got going, huh?